The views expressed are not necessarily those of KSCJ and Powell Broadcasting Company. This program is not intended to replace the advice of doctors or other clinical providers. Consult with your practitioner to ensure the proper course of action for you.
Welcome to When Things Aren't Going Well on AM 1360, FM 94.9, KSCJ. This program is dedicated to your mental health wellness and brought to you by Family Services, a United Way partner agency. Here's your host, Art Silva.
Good morning, Siouxland. I'm Art Silva, and welcome to When Things Aren't Going Well. This show is dedicated to your mental wellness and how you can help yourself navigate the daily highway of life. Our show is brought to you by Family Services, a United Way partner agency serving the Siouxland community. Joining me today from Family Services is Chief Operating Officer Brenda Geisinger and licensed therapist Amy Small. Morning, Brenda. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
Give me a quick update on what you guys do at Family Services.
Well, I am a clinical therapist at Family Services, and I get to talk with people daily on helping them find their voice or helping them find their happy again.
Brenda?
I'm behind the scenes making things happen.
That's a big job. Yeah. She does it very well. Today, it's Mother's Day weekend, and boy, I'll tell you, moms are where it's all at. You know, if you had to compare Mother's Day and Father's Day, dads, don't feel bad. It's all about mom. We know that. So anyhow, Mother's Day is this weekend, and really pleased with it. So today our topic is Mother's Day and mental health awareness. And we thought we'd take a look at a tribute to the pandemic moms. This has been a tough year for everybody, but especially moms, because they run the operations of the house and family, and so much revolves around the mom. I'm going to quote the late Irma Bombeck, and she once said, "A thin line separates laughter and pain, comedy and tragedy, humor and hurt. That's a full spectrum of emotions and reactions, and you have probably experienced each one as a mom living through the pandemic. So we feel you deserve a gift from the positive side of the thin line, and that's laughter, humor, and comedy. So we're going to talk about some of the ways that moms can celebrate themselves. And with that, let's talk about that. Mother's Day, what's the normal thing? Okay, breakfast in bed, the kids bring it up, you get breakfast in bed. No.
When does that happen?
Well, okay.
I don't know. Okay. So right sign me up for that, please. No.
Right off the bat. Okay, that's good, because right off the bat, we have different traditions. We do different things. We interpret moms differently. So don't count on it, mom. So I think what you can do it for yourself, like some ideas that you could take a look at for Mother's Day and celebrate yourself. First of all, the obvious, your kids, your children. And some of the things you can do that day with your children to celebrate them?
I think sometimes it's nice just to be with them, hold hands, sit together, and reflect. How are you doing? What's going on? And just feeling that sense of peace and calmness and being together. I think it's also important to recognize moms can be anybody. Your next door neighbor, you can have that relationship and they can be like a mom to you, maybe closer to them than you are to your biological mom. So I think it's opening up to recognize women and how they care for people and where they're at and how they connect and how to make that recognized. So you may want to cook together. You may want to go to a movie, whatever it is to celebrate that woman that's dear and special to you and helps you.
At my house, I'm a single mom. And so at my house, that day is my son can't be embarrassed of me. So if we go, and that's a big thing. So if we go grocery shopping and they're playing a really hip music on the radio, I'm dancing up and down the aisles and he can't say I'm so embarrassing, right? So that is the thing for, he has to accept me for me that day, whatever that might be. And he's a really good kid, so he goes along with it.
when you think of our children, you think of your kids, they say the funniest things.
Yes.
And if you kind of go back and just recount over the year, try to remember the funniest things your kids said, there's your laughter.
Yep.
I mean, it's every day in front of you with your children. Pets, check on your pets. Or if you don't have a pet, your neighbor's pet. But, pets can be they're amusing. They can be funny also. So I think surrounding yourself with things on that laughter side of the spectrum.
I remember when my son was a few years younger, but his room was a disaster, right? You would not want to walk in there because it'd be Lego City and your feet would be killing you. So I was talking to him. I'm like, today is the day. We are going to enter this abyss and we are going to clean this up. I said, oh, this room is just giving me a headache. And he looks at me and he goes, Mom, all this talk about cleaning my room is giving me a headache. It's all about perspective, right?
All about
I was looking at the mess and he was looking at the trying to take care of it. So,
Brenda, I know with the kids we have, they say the darndest things. So any stories you want to share with us with some of our kids that you can share with us with some of our kids?
You know, we have some younger kids and sometimes they can say things that just catch you off guard. And the other day, a child called someone a booger face, and I had not heard booger in a really long time. And it just got me kind of giggling because he was very, very angry. And sometimes you hear some very ugly words and that seems so innocent. And it just brought kind of a joy to me that there is still a sense of innocence in kids.
Yeah, you got the cooties. You got it. I hear you going all the way back. I love it. Kids are wonderful. You know, and you know, what I hear people doing more, I won't call it escaping, but what I hear people doing more is going to Netflix or another streaming network and looking at comedies, binging on comedies. And I think that's really helpful. And anything you can share on that, some ways we can escape?
Netflix can be super helpful, but it can also take your day away, man. When you get into a good you get into a good series and you're like, oh, I have to watch the next one. But I think it's I think there's so many different opportunities and genres on Netflix. Like my son and I, we have a fireplace in the living room. So what we'll do is we'll camp in the living room sometimes. We'll make the popcorn, we'll turn on the fireplace, we'll put the M&Ms, we'll, you know, roast the marshmallows, pretend, right? And we're sleeping on sleeping bags in the living room with the TV on. And so we're essentially camping in the living room. So Netflix is great to do that with.
I got to tell you, I tend to like spy things. And there are certain things you don't watch late at night because they just keep you up. But comedy, we try to end our show with a little joke. It's medicine for the soul. And I think, you know, we have to look at that. Laughter is being part of our medicine, our daily medicine. I'm Art Silver, and with me today is Amy Small and Brenda Geisinger from Family Services. And we're talking about Mother's Day and mental health awareness. The pandemic toll. This will bring us to the other side of that thin line that Irma Bombeck talked about. And that is looking at the pain, the tragedy, and the hurt. So I think that can all be summed up in this year's pandemic. And what moms have had to do this year. Any comments on that before we get into specifics?
I think that, of course, with the pandemic, but also when there isn't a pandemic, I think as moms, sometimes we put this pressure on ourselves that we have to be everything for everybody, and we forget to take care of ourselves. And when things are hard, it's okay for a mom to break down. Preferably not in front of your kiddo, right? But it's okay to, if you need that 10 minutes in the bathroom, and just your kid is going to be okay. As long as they're in their safe place and things like that, it's okay to take that 10 minutes and breathe. It's okay to not be okay. The thing is, you know, sometimes as a mom, you have to schedule your time to not be okay, right? So maybe it's, okay, when I take my shower in the morning, I'm going to be okay. That's going to be my cry time and I can get out my emotions, which sounds silly, but it works. Sometimes you have to schedule those things. So if something gets a little bit hard in the afternoon, you know that you can have your cry time to get out your emotions, you know, tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. when you're in the shower.
I think it's been difficult for moms this year and with the pandemic. So much happened and we've never been through it. And a lot of times moms feel this pressure to make their kids feel okay or make things right. And there was no rule book on this or nothing we had ever experienced before. So what am I supposed to do? And there was never, next week it's going to be over. It was just this ongoing, and things kept getting worse and worse. School shutting down, people having to stay home. And it's like, how do I solve this? What am I supposed to change?
I think the other thing to remember is it's okay to make a mistake. Your kid is going to forgive you. And I think that, you know, I think parents, moms and dads, they'd make the best decision that they think at the time. Looking back, there could have been some shoulda, coulda, wouldas, right? But at the time, I really do think that they are trying to do the best that they can. I also think when you do make a mistake, it's important to apologize to your kiddo. Mm-hmm. And the what that shows them is it shows them, okay, yeah, mom and dads aren't perfect, which is okay for them to know. And it also gives them example for when they mess up, this is how I need to handle it.
This is a great conversation, and we're coming up on our break, so we'll take a little pause with a cause and return shortly when things aren't going well right here on KSCJ.
Let's face it, it happens to all of us. However, the pandemic has compounded all of our lives and activities. Even the simplest tasks seem harder. Hi, I'm Brenda Geisinger, the Chief Operating Officer at the Boys and Girls Home and Family Services. Family Services is a United Way partner agency serving children and families of our community, and we're here to help. If you'd like to learn more about Family Services, please contact us via email, website, Facebook, or phone Mary Pickens. At Family Services, we change lives.
Welcome back to When Things Aren't Going Well on KSCJ. Here's Art Silva.
Welcome back to When Things Aren't Going Well. I'm Art Silva along with Brenda Geisinger and Amy Small from Family Services. Now, during the first half of our show, we discussed moms and how their mental health awareness. So this part of the show, we want to talk about how moms dealt with the pandemic, how they deal with that other side of the thin line, the pain, tragedy, et cetera, so on. And how can they help heal themselves and take that responsibility? So with that, Amy, let me ask you, how can moms seek their own mental wellness? What can be done to address the negative side of the thin line, specifically pain, tragedy, and hurt?
So, you know, go and get some outside help. You know, therapy, support groups. There's, if you have littler kids, there's a lot of mom support groups that sometimes even have babysitters for the kids when you're getting involved in those things. I think the other thing is to recognize what's going on and say, hey, you know, it's okay to not be okay, and go and get that help.
Brenda?
I think also, you know, you can do things physically that can help get some endorphins going so you can tap into that mental health thing. So if you're feeling lethargic and just kind of down, maybe going for a brisk walk, calling up a friend, just touching base and connecting with another adult. There's nothing worse than lack of sleep with a newborn and you're exhausted and you just don't feel like an adult. And sometimes it's okay to call up, you know, your best friend and just talk about adult things.
You know, it sounds like just be kind to yourself. Put yourself in that frame of mind. You're going to be kind to yourself. Can you share any examples of coping skills that a mom can use?
Absolutely. So one thing is you might not be able to have the finances or have the time to go to a spa day, but you probably can get a cucumber, right? So cut up a cucumber, put them on your eyes, put some music on, and just take some breaths, right? Put your hair up in, you know, the towel and just take some breaths. Another thing that I like to do, and this is when I get angry, and I do get mad sometimes, believe it or not, is I like to write down on a piece of paper. It might not even make sense, and I might be a little dramatic about it, but write it down on paper, and then I take that paper and I just rip it and tear it up into a thousand pieces. And so it just makes me feel better because I've got it out. It's not necessarily, I haven't dumped it on anybody, so I'm not being mad at anybody, but it's out, and then I just get to be mean to it, rip it up.
You know, we're looking at Family Services and putting in a yoga program, yoga and meditation, and we're hearing more and more people are using that as a means of self-help. Coming in, so we'll be announcing that in the next couple of weeks. So encourage people to sign up because we're going to have limited size in our classes, and we are going to be running an elderly class. We're going to be running an adolescent class, and we're going to be running a class for our staff because we walk the walk, talk the talk deal. So it's all good.
I'm excited about that.
We're finding more and more mind and body in yoga, and so we're really excited about that. We'll be getting back to everybody very shortly. How important is mindfulness as you're trying to deal with the negative side of that thin line?
I think it's becoming more and more well known. You know, and mindfulness is a great way to, it can last, you know, 30 seconds or it can last 5 or 10 minutes, however long you want it to, however long you need, let's put it that way. But mindfulness is a great way to bring you back to the present moment. So like, I like to use the 5-4-3-2-1 grounding method. So if my brain is going crazy, I just look around. What's 5 things that I see, 4 things that I physically feel, 3 things that I'm hearing, 2 things that I smell, and 1 thing that I taste. And it brings me back to whatever the present moment. And it stops my brain for a minute and to worry about all the chaos that's going on. That's my favorite mindfulness technique to use, but there's many.
Do you practice mindfulness?
I do. It's sometimes just taking 5 deep breaths. And in my head, I just take the deep breath and calm down and focus on breathing. Everybody needs to find a trick or something they can immediately go to and use it repetitively just so they stay present and calm and know what's going on so they can make the best decisions that they can and keep enjoying life.
You know, one of the things we talked about on a previous show was being being positive. And I think in this case, when you take a look at the pandemic, you have to be a realistic optimist. Yeah, things could go bad, whatever, but going down the road, you know, whenever the women that I've worked with in my life leave work, women that had families, I always felt they were going to their second job, going home. I think moms in particular developed multitasking. These are things we've gone through our whole life with. So when things go on the downside, we got to remember that these moms, so we share a lot of joy and they've supported us. But what about moms and their pain? And what do they go through? And how do they suffer through tragedy like this past year? And what do they do to get help? Is it okay to lean on other people?
Absolutely. I think that's why we build support groups. And when I say support groups, I'm not meaning a professional support group. That's why you have your friends and other family members or your neighbor or whoever it is. It's absolutely important to lean on them.
How about getting into exercise and routines? Are routines important?
I think it adds some normalcy and kind of helps you know what's coming next so you can make adjustments if necessary, but it keeps you moving forward through the day. I think this year has been extraordinary for everyone, mothers, fathers, but you know, a lot of people had to take on additional roles. All of a sudden you have to be a teacher and learn how to do math again, and the new math I'm not very good at. But, you know, that's what the world gave me. And so my routine became, what can I learn when I'm not with my son so I can help him when I am with my son? So having a routine and knowing how to adjust that was very helpful.
You know, a couple of things that I've read up on is dealing with this dark side and particularly grief with the COVID year. And just yesterday I was talking with an associate and I didn't know it, but she was describing how many people in her family have passed away from COVID. And we don't know these things, but we see it in how it affects them, how it, when they come into that work family or whatever, they're affected by it. So, you know, we talked about that. And one of the ideas was honor your loved one by making a photo album of memories. Any thoughts on that? Dealing with grief?
Yeah, that's a great idea. You know, it honors their memory. Another thing to do is talk about what's something I learned from the loved one that I lost and how am I going to bring that their legacy along with me. So, you know, maybe it's a grandparent that taught you how to make their rice, their rice pudding, right? So maybe you're going to teach that to your kids or things like that. And you can talk about your grandparent as you're teaching your child to make the rice pudding. I've heard another idea from a family that is, I think it's super awesome. They've put a whiteboard in the house, and whenever they're having like thoughts or feelings or want to connect with the person that's passed away, they write on that whiteboard, and it's like their message to the person that's passed. I thought that was pretty cool.
That is.
Let's I don't want to miss new moms and the impact on new moms. Anything you want to talk about new moms and their pressure? If we look at this thin line. The laughter, of course, the joy, but you know. Is it always a smooth transition into childhood?
Oh, no. I remember when my Archie was born, he had some health things, and I remember walking into the local chiropractor. I probably hadn't showered for several days, and he wouldn't stop crying. And, like, it was, they did wonderful, magical things to him, and then all of a sudden, yay, he slept, and that was awesome. Mm-hmm. It's okay. You are killing it, even when you feel like you're not. Just hang in there. And it's okay to, even when your baby is brand new and you don't want to leave them, it's okay to leave them for an hour or two and go and do whatever you want to, even if it is just grocery shopping by yourself. It's totally fine to do that.
Well, this has been a great show, and we've been celebrating moms. And Mother's Day is tomorrow, and we want to make sure and wish out to all the moms out there. We're going to end our show with our weekly joke, and here we go. This is for your mental wellness. Sunday school teacher says, tell me, Johnny, do you say prayers before eating? And Johnny says, no, ma'am, I don't have to. My mom's a good cook. So, a shout out to all the moms out there. This has been a great show. Thank you, Brenda. Thank you, Amy, for sharing your expertise with us today. And happy Mother's Day to the both of you. Also, thanks to our listening audience for joining us this morning. And a happy Mother's Day to all the moms. A shout out to Janet Fett and the Sioux City Optimist Club. And Travis Borg and Luke Strand and the Sioux City Muskies. Get it done. So we'll be back next Saturday morning at 7 right here on 1360 KSCJ at 94.9. 1360 AM, and our topic will be getting out of negative thinking traps. Have a great week. May the sun shine on you.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then. Happy trails to you. Till we meet.